Do you have difficulty witnessing to others concerning faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Is it truly one of the most frightening things you can think about? Does the thought of sitting down with an open Bible and talking to another person about Christ absolutely frighten you out of your wits? If that's the case, the next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Iam speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, sharing Christ with others. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. Psalm 119, verse 13. Two things appear in that verse which are absolutely essential to witnessing: our lips and God's Word. There are some who would tell you that all you need to do to be a good witness for Christ is to live a good life. Well, of course it's true that a life that's in fellowship with the Lord is an absolute essential to a life of fruitful witnessing. Jesus said, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing." We must abide in Christ. That is, we must live in intimate, two-way communion with him as he speaks to us through his word and as we pour out our hearts to him in prayer. And the natural overflow of the abiding life is a fruitful witness. The other essential is the Word of God. People are born into the family of God when the Holy Spirit takes the Word of God that is planted in the heart and uses it to bring forth eternal life. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bring his sheaves with him. Jesus said, "The sower soweth the word." But it sometimes appears that the people of God are like a group of folks standing in the corner of a field that is ripe and ready to be harvested, but they're not heading into the field, sleeves rolled up, ready to go to work. Rather, they are involved in other things. One group is spending their time haggling among themselves. While the crop rots and falls to the ground, they are arguing with each other. Because they can't seem to get along, the crop is left unattended. In another corner, there's another group. They're not arguing. They are busy preparing for the harvest. But the problem is that they've been preparing for years. Tragedy of tragedies. Someone has come along early in their lives and told them that they almost had to be junior theologians before they could work in the harvest. They had to know soteriology and eschatology and theology and Hebrew and Greek and psychology and ancient literature and science and so on. And they feel unqualified. But when you take a closer look, you can see that they have more than they need to bring in the dying harvest. And so on around the field, people are doing everything but harvesting. And then there's another group that are in fact in need of a few basic skills. And if they had them, they would spend their lives rejoicing and bringing in the sheaves. They need training. They need some help. And they need some practical know-how. They have such questions as, how do you get started? How do you present the gospel clearly? How do you help a person actually make his decision for Christ? What can I do to prepare myself to witness for Christ? I want to witness, but I just don't know how. May God bless you as you witness for Jesus Christ.